KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Social Security Administration has announced it will soon require people seeking some services to prove their identities in person. These changes come at a time when the agency is making cuts to its staff and closing various local offices. Here's NPR's Ashley Lopez.
Agency officials say over the next 2 weeks, they're going to transition to a process that, quote, strengthens the identity proofing procedures for people seeking Social Security benefit claims and direct deposit changes. Instead of doing this on the agency's website, which has an online identity proofing system, people will have to go in person to a local Social Security office. Agency officials say this is an effort to prevent fraud. But advocates say these changes will make it harder for Americans to collect their earned benefits and force seniors and people with disabilities to travel in person at a time when the Social Security Administration is closing local offices across the country and reducing staff. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
A court order deadline's now up for the administration to answer questions about last weekend's deportation flights carried out under an 18th century wartime law. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg seeking more details about the administration's actions, even though he'd ordered the planes carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members out of the U.S. to be turned around. This afternoon, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt criticized the judge's ruling.
We don't have any flights planned specifically, but we will continue with the mass deportations. And I would just like to point out that the judge in this case is essentially trying to say that the president doesn't have the executive authority to deport foreign terrorists from our American soil. That is an egregious abuse of the bench. This judge does not have that authority. It is the opinion of this White House and of this administration, and that's why we're fighting this in court.
Trevor's call for Boasberg's impeachment. U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts pushed back, saying disagreement with a judge's ruling should be addressed in the appeals process. More. Presidents Trump and Zelensky of Ukraine spoke by phone a day after Trump's conversation with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. President Trump is promising to help Ukraine get back children who were abducted by Russia, but his administration canceled an aid program that was gathering information about more than 30,000 Ukrainian children believed to have been taken to Russia during the course of the war. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
In a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, some lawmakers raised concerns about the aid cut to Yale researchers gathering information about Russian war crimes in Ukraine. Ohio Democrat Greg Landsman tells NPR the database he had been searching disappeared.
It's a lot of demographic data and a lot of satellite information that we now can't find.
State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce says the information about abducted children has not been deleted, but is not housed at the State Department.
That's NPR's Michelle Kellerman. More Americans are taking prescriptions for ADHD than ever before, and more are misusing the medicines than ever before. That is according to a new study from JAMA Psychiatry. NPR's Katie Riddle has details.
During the pandemic, many adults started taking stimulants for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The researchers who conducted this study looked at how people are using these drugs in light of this new demand. They underscored that most people do use stimulants safely and effectively and emphasized that it's important to keep them widely available. However, they did also find that more than 25% of adults with a prescription reported misuse. That means taking too much of a drug or too often, or or any other ways their doctor did not prescribe. This kind of behavior is correlated with substance use disorder of other kinds that can be quite dangerous. The researchers called for careful monitoring of people using these drugs. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
The Pentagon's website no longer includes the military story of the legendary Jackie Robinson, a second lieutenant in the Army who went on to break the color barrier in Major League Baseball. It's the latest in the government-wide purge of diversity, equity, and inclusion content and programs that were designed to promote the fair treatment of historically marginalized groups. But President Trump and other critics argue DEI undermines individual merit and has a discriminatory effect. Before the close, U.S. stocks were trading higher, with the Dow up 383 points or nearly 1% at 41,964. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, committed to acting in their clients' best interests. Learn more at letsmakeaplan.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, east winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. And Thursday, north winds 15 knots, seas 8 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with snow. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, east winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with snow. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 10 feet. And Thursday, north winds 20 knots, seas 10 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, today east winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, north winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, east winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, north winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, north winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a high tide at 5:19 a.m. at 7 foot 1 inch. A low tide at 12:22 p.m. at 7 inches, a high at 6:44 at 4 feet 9 inches, and a low tonight at 11:27 at 3 feet 2 inches. Your sun rose at 8:45 this morning and your sun will set at 8:54, giving us 12 hours and 10 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, we'll bounce through some big hits from the 80s this hour. We have Simple Minds will start us off with Don't You Forget About Me. Then Human League with Don't You Want Me. And then Peter Gabriel with Sledgehammer.
Troubles and doubts. Can't believe it when I hear the truth. Come on, come on. Oh.
Yeah, Dolly Parton's next with Kenny Rogers with Islands in the Stream, huge hit. Then Van Halen with Jump. After that, Man Eater, that's a Hall & Oates song.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that
Up next, Tina Turner with What's Love Got to Do With It? And then Huey Lewis and the News with The Power of Love. After that, Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Street lights, people
I'm looking too close to the top of the hour. Yeah, Billy Ocean with When Going Gets Tough, The Tough Gets Going. Phil Collins after that with Against All Odds. We have time for Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere. Maybe a little time for Mr. Mister with Broken Wings.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, 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 going.
just let you walk away, just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we shared the laughter and the pain, and even shared the tears.
Your half of the flesh and blood.